Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Carolina has now lost two of its athletic pioneers in October. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Last week, I wrote about the late Randy Wheel, the first foreign player in Dean Smith's program that started a trend when he arrived from Curacao and graduated in 1979. Early in the month, Ricky Lanier passed away at age 76. He was the first black scholarship football player at UNC and in the ACC and was among the first in the South. He had a spectacular high school career in Williamston and starred for the 1966 E.J. Hayes High School Championship team that was rated among the best in the country. Lanier set the North Carolina record for the most touchdowns in a game, passing for 8 and running for 5 as a junior in Hayes' 80-0 win over Snow Hill. That is a record that still stands in the prep annals of the Tar Heel State. Lanier was also a National Merit Scholar finalist and a sought-after recruit before deciding on UNC. Carolina coach Bill Dooley learned of Ricky and began recruiting him as a junior in the class of 1967. The road to Chapel Hill had been paved by Charlie Scott, who became UNC's first black scholarship basketball player in 1966 and helped Dooley recruit Lanier, entertaining him during his official campus visit in Scott's freshman year. Freshmen weren't eligible for the varsity in those days, so Lanier started for the Frosh team. When he moved up to Dooley's varsity in 1968, he played behind senior quarterback Gale Bomar and split time with Paul Miller and John Swafford for the 1969 and 70 seasons, which had All-American running back Don McCauley, a first-round pick by the Baltimore Colts in the 1971 NFL Draft. In 1969, Lanier set the UNC record with 174 yards rushing in a game by a quarterback. He thrilled Tar Heel fans when he pulled the ball down and began to scramble and was given the affectionate nickname Wrong Way Ricky. He was on Dooley's first bowl team in 1970 when the Tar Heels finished second in the ACC and were invited to the Peach Bowl in Atlanta, where they lost to Arizona State. Lanier's achievements on the field and in the classroom led to later entrance into the UNC Trailblazers Club with Scott and other athletes and students who were pioneers in their respective fields. Lanier also became friendly with several local families who supported him in the brave new world he had stepped into. Other teammates in the 1968, 69, and 70 were All-ACC offensive tackle Paul Houlihan and sophomore linebacker John Bunning, who went on to star for the Eagles in the NFL and later served as Carolina's head coach from 2001 through 2006. In September of 2022, the then Riverside High School Athletic Department in Williamston cited Lanier for breaking barriers and setting an example for our future student-athletes. His memorial service on October 12th was attended by many of his friends and former teammates. This is Art Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.